Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1890, Why the Scales Went Up Instead of Down, by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you. Now, today is Wednesday, and like I do every Wednesday, I'd like to share a little bit of inspiration. So here we go. Quote, "Let the winds of enthusiasm sweep through you. Live today with gusto." Dale Carnegie. All right, and with that, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Why the Scales Went Up Instead of Down, by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. Have you been trying to lose weight and then been surprised when you hop on the scales and your weight has actually increased? What kind of trickery is this? Has your diet failed? Is your metabolism broken? Should you just pack it all in now? Well, no, because weight fluctuations are completely normal and expected to happen. Let's find out why. Why weight fluctuates? Your body is made up of more than just the fat you have. You also have a pretty heavy skeleton, muscles, and organs too. Now, while these won't contribute to day-to-day fluctuations on the scale, there are a few things that will. The key culprits being water, stored carbohydrates, and food in the digestive tract. Let's take a look at each of these. Water. Your body weight is made up of 50 to 70% water, towards the higher end for those born genetically male and the lower end for those born genetically female. When it comes to fat and muscle mass, water makes up around 73% of muscle mass and only 10% of fat mass. These water levels in your body also aren't fixed. They're in constant fluctuation as you sweat, urinate, defecate, breathe, hydrate, and undergo numerous processes in which your body monitors and controls fluids. Key variables that play a role include hormonal changes, especially in those that menstruate, the types and amounts of food and drinks you consume, salt being a factor, and changes in exercise habits. Another reason that also affects water stores in the body is your stored carbohydrates. Stored carbohydrates, also known as glycogen. Carbohydrates are a fantastic source of energy, so much so that your body stores these for later use. The stored version of carbohydrates is called glycogen, and we store the majority of this in our muscles and liver. We call upon these stores when we need a fairly immediate source of energy that allows us to work at high intensities. The liver stores about 80 to 100 grams of glycogen, and the muscles store anywhere from 400 to 800 grams of glycogen. Naturally, there is variation as we all come in different shapes and sizes. Now, the kicker is that for every 1 gram of glycogen stored, it's bound to 3 to 4 grams of water, which means we also store that. So if we take a middle-of-the-road approach, and say you store 90 grams of glycogen in the liver, plus 270 grams of water, this would total 360 grams of weight. And 600 grams of glycogen in the muscles, plus 1,800 grams of water, would total 2,400 grams of weight. That equals 2.76 kilograms, or about 6 pounds, in which your weight can fluctuate. As you're constantly consuming and expending energy, these stores will fluctuate on a daily basis, as will the water stored with it. And food stores. One thing that's often forgotten is that you usually will have food in your digestive tract, either partially digested or ready to be expelled as feces. These really depend on how much you eat, the amount you defecate, and types of food you eat that may affect transit time, like fiber versus no fiber. But the point is, these will also be in fluctuation as your body is constantly processing and digesting what you consume on a daily basis. No surprise then that this also contributes to your body weight. why you probably didn't gain fat. When it comes to gaining fat, let's use the 1 pound of fat is equal to 3,500 calories example, even though it's not a perfect measure. To gain 1 pound of fat, it's assumed you must eat 3,500 calories over your maintenance calorie, or the number of calories needed to maintain your weight. You can figure out this number by learning about your total daily energy expenditure. Let's say your maintenance calories are 2,500, and you've created a 500 calorie deficit per day, leaving you with a target of 2,000 calories per day. This is what you use as you're trying to lose weight. Side note, 500 calorie daily deficits are often used as 500 times 7 days a week equals 3,500 calories, so aiming for 1 pound of fat loss per week. 1 pound per week of weight loss is considered sustainable for most. However, it's also important to note that as your weight decreases, so will this calorie deficit. So, for you to gain 1 pound of fat overnight, you would need to eat 3,500 calories over your 2,500 maintenance calories. That's 6,000 calories in one day. But as you're currently eating in a deficit at 2,000 calories, you need to eat an extra 4,000 calories to reach that 6,000 calorie figure and put on 1 pound of fat. Those extra cookies aren't seeming so bad now, are they? Armed with that information, does it seem feasible to you that weight fluctuations of more than 1 pound are due to an increase in fat stores? While hitting those sorts of numbers is definitely doable, I mean, we all love a Domino's 2 for Tuesday, that extra chocolate bar or packet of chips you ate isn't making a dent in those sorts of numbers. So don't panic. Weight fluctuations are completely normal, and it's most likely not an increase in fat that's made the scale move. How much can it fluctuate? Well, as always, it depends. We all come in different shapes and sizes, and the bigger you are, the more your weight will fluctuate. However, weight fluctuations of around 6 pounds are common, and this could even go higher depending on the variables previously explained. To get an understanding of your weight, I'd recommend taking an average over 7 days to get a true reflection. Simply weigh yourself every day, in the morning, at the same time, ideally after a trip to the toilet. At the end of the week, total each day together and divide by 7 to get an average weight for the week. If you are trying to lose weight, then do the same thing the following week. You can then compare these averages, and if they trend downwards, you're losing weight, most likely that pesky fat. While this is the most reliable method, you can also apply this method on a 3-day approach, doing Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. This will still account for fluctuations, but isn't as laborious as the everyday approach. If you don't like weighing yourself that often, no problem. Simply being aware that your weight fluctuates, and armed with the information in this article, you could take the number on the scale with a pinch of salt. You just listened to the post titled, "While the Scales Went Up Instead of Down," by Samuel Lynch of fitinitiative.co.uk. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Samuel, is absolutely right. Our body weight will fluctuate. And I completely agree with the fact that 1 day of indulging is probably not going to have any effect on the amount of fat you put on or lose. Just be sure this 1 day doesn't turn into multiple days. And just because our body weight can be so finicky, there is a backup system you can use to track your progress. Ask yourself, how your clothes are fitting. Do you find that your jeans are starting to feel a bit loose? Are your shirts starting to feel a size too big? You may find that the number on the scale hasn't changed much, but your clothing sizes have. That's meaningful. In fact, depending on your goals, it may be more meaningful than the number on the scale. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show and where your optimal life awaits.